We're up to Yeshaya, Perek Chof Vav, Pasig Yud Zayin. We are continuing our discussion of what will occur at the time of Mashiach and the different Shira and Tfilos that Klal Yisrael be Mispal to Hashem at this point in time. We learned last week that very mysterious medrash where we have a discussion between Yeshaya and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an argument if the Rishayim should be permitted to see Yeshaya Perek Chof Vav Pasuk Yud Zayin. So last week we learned about the discussion, the argument between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yeshaya, if the Rishayim should be permitted to see the reward that Hashem will give the Tzadikim Liyasulava. And then we mentioned how Klal Yisrael is mispalel. The decision was made to rely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at all difficult points in time, throughout our history, we have turned to Hashem in prayer, and we've asked that Hashem should not allow the wicked to be restored to life. Chiyas Meisim should not apply to the Rishoyim. Now we continue on this theme. Pasuk Yitzan Kamo Hora Takriv Loledes. We describe the difficulties we've experienced through our history, like a woman who is pregnant, takriv leledes, her time comes near to give birth. Tochil means she has labor pains. It's a reserved term which refers to women in labor. They tell us that there is no pain in this world like tsar chevle leda. Have you heard the same thing? Today it's diluted with different modern medicine, epidural and so on and so forth, but their natural labor pains is the most painful experience in this world, and that's what the pasuk here compares to the tsars of Klal Yisrael, that history. Tachil, we have like a woman who comes near to give birth. Tachil, she goes into labor pain. Tizak, she cries out, Bachavoleha, another word which is similar to the word Tachil in her labor pains. Kain hayinu miponech Hashem, so we were before you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. In our difficult times, we convulsed. We expressed sorrow and pain in our difficulty. Pasuk Yudches, harinu, we were pregnant. Meaning there were so many different points in time where the opportunity for Mashiach to come presented itself. And with Mashiach comes the chevlei Leda, comes the Tsar Chevle Leda. Harina, we were pregnant. Chalnu, we had pain, labor pains. Kimo Bot, unfortunately, all of the labor pains were for nothing. It was Kimo Yoladnu Ruach. We gave birth to air, to wind. There was nothing, it was a fake pregnancy. We had the Tsar Chevle Leda without the child, without Mashiach coming at the end. Yeshua's Bal Naaseh Eretz, salvations were not brought upon the earth. Let's see Yudches how the Mitzudos translates these words. The last line of the Mitzudos Pasuk Yudches, Ki Adayin Lo Nase Yeshua Ba'aretz, salvation has not yet occurred in the earth. V'adayin Lo Naflu Rakastim Shekavshu Molu Pnei Sevel, and the Kastim, referring to the Babylonians, have not yet fallen. He's referring to Lefim Shushal Mikra, that the Chorban that was brought by the Kastim he's learning this. Yeshaya is referring to a very specific point in time, but it means the Yeshua's Bal Nasa, or its salvations have not happened in the earth. Ubal Yiblu Yoshve Sevel, the inhabitants of the earth, referring to the Rishohim, the wicked who have brought Korban into this world, have not fallen. They still exist and they still thrive. Okay, so in this pasuk we describe, it's a very interesting analogy. We have this on Tisha B'Av. We have Elitzion, V'yareha kmo isha v'tzireha. On Tisha B'Av we compare the tsar of Tzion to a woman in her state of labor. It's a very, I think that's really where this mashal really has attracted a lot of attention, because everyone says that Kina on Tisha B'Av, and we all are very familiar with this idea that the Tsar Chevle Leda is a mashal for the Chevle HaMashiach. I just want to point out something very interesting. Every single day, we say, L'matzeach Mizmor L'David. I'm just curious, what did you do yesterday? Yesterday, did you say, L'matzeach Mizmor L'David on Ishrichag? It's a big machlek, is that you say, L'matzeach on Ishrichag. I think most kilos do say it. What did you do here? You said L'matzeach here?
Yes.
Right, so most kilos say L'matzeach. I think in the article Siddur, it says you do say it. In the Siddur Vilna, it brings down, if I'm not mistaken, it brings down two minhagim. Some don't say it on Ishrichag, but you say it almost the entire year. It's very rare. It's very rare where you do not say L'matzeach Mizmor L'David between Asher V'Lutzien, but you should know there are 10 psukim in that short Mizmor. According to the Medrash, or I'm not even that sure it's a Medrash, according to the Darshanim, the first pasuk doesn't really count. Because that's just an instruction for the conductor. L'matzeach, for the conductor, the following is a mizmor l'David, a mizmor for David, and then we go on to actually Yamch Hashem b'yom tzara. Give me half a second to find it. Here it is. Yamch Hashem b'yom tzara, yisagevcha, Hashem Elokei Yaakov, and so on and so forth. So I saw a beautiful, I don't know if it's a medrash or this is the Achronim, there are, besides the first pasuk which was in count, there are 9 psukim. And this mizmor is miyuchit for a woman who's in labor. A woman who's in labor should say this mizmor because the 9 psukim correspond to the Tisha Yarchei Leida. Tisha Yarchei Leida is a big thing we'd say on Pesach. Tisha Niyodea, Tisha Niyodea, Tisha Yarchei Leida. So there are 9 psukim, and of course, Yam Hashem B'yom Tzara. Today, Baruch Hashem, modern medicine is one of the great advances of modern medicine, which everyone agrees, hands down, there are no complications, I mean, pretty much, of a childbirth. In ancient, not so long ago, when a woman went into labor, Mamish Pikuach Nefesh, in Europe, in the small little shtedlach, when a woman went to labor, the entire town was called to the shul to say Tehillim. Because every time a woman went into labor, it was Mamish a suffix if she would live. That's how it was. They didn't have all these modern techniques and equipment so Yam Hashem B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. There are 9 psukim for the 9 Tisha Yachalida, and there are exactly 70 words in this mizmar. This is shocking to me. Why 70 words? I think it's a medrash to correspond to the 70 Chevle Leida. That means a normal, healthy childbirth. A woman has 70 labor pains until she gives birth. That's the process. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. A woman should experience convulsions. I'm not exactly sure, I'm sure you all know better than me, all the technical terms, of how many times she has that contraction to push the child out. 70 times. And each one is painful, that's why there are 70 words. How many letters are there in this mizmar? 310. Lahanchil oyhavai yesh. Shai olamos. A child is coming into this world. He's coming into this world with 300 with the message that he should be zoicha, to be a tzaddik. The Malach gives him puts upon him a shavua. Swear you'll be a tzaddik. If you'll be a tzaddik, lahanchil oyhavai yesh. There'll be zoicha to the 310 worlds. So it's fascinating. There are 3 things to remember. Every day you read this mizmar, there are 9 psukim, there are 70 words, 310 osios, all corresponding and miyuchid for a woman who is in labor. And I mean, it goes right away. Yam Hashem Yom Tzara. It is a Yom Tzara. When a woman is in labor, it's mamish bikuach nefesh. A woman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mafteach for herayon is one of the 3 things which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nisim neflos, even the goyim amoy, the nisim neflos, that the child, when he's inside the zurechem, that there's like a split second where things change, where he needs oxygen and I don't know, all things is pilei ployim.
What?
Shai olam. It's the last mishnah in Masechta in Shnayis. Lahanchil uksin. In Seder Taras. Masechta uksin. Lahanchil oyhava yesh. To bequeath to my beloved yesh something. So what is yesh? So the Gemara says yesh means 310 worlds. What does that mean? We have no idea what that means. The Darshanim say yesh means yiras shomayim. What does Hashem want from you? Hashem wants What's the tafkid of this world? Yiras Shemayim. So this mizmar, person's coming into this world. 9 psukim, tishyach eleda, 70 words, the 70 chevle eleda, which to me is fascinating, never heard of this before. There's something called 70, you have to ask the doctor, what are the average number of contractions a woman has? Next time, speak to a doctor, your children. The average number, I'm sure there are statistics, there must be statistics. Go Google it today. What are the statistics of how many chevle, an average number of contractions a woman has when she gives birth? It says here 70. And the tafkid of coming into the swirl of the oisiyos, the little letters, 300, beautiful medrash. And here in this pasuk, we discuss, unfortunately, I mean, these two psukim really says it all. K'may hara takiv l'ledes, just like a woman who comes near to give birth, tochil tizak b'chavolecha, kein ha'yinu mipanech Hashem, harinu chalnu k'may yolan ruach. Unfortunately, there were many false Mashiachs. We've gone through a lot of tsar, and unfortunately, I don't mean chavs, stam, many times where we thought Mashiach has to be here. There's such terrible things that happened. It must be Mashiach is around the corner. And it was kimo yolad nuruach, nothing. Tsar chavaleda, which led to nothing. Yeshua spal nasa eretz, salvations have not come to the earth. And the Rishoyim are still going. They're still thriving. The people, the inhabitants of the earth, referring to the evil, have not yet fallen. Now the pasuk gives. Now we go to the next pasuk. Yates, a beautiful two psukim. People, one pasuk which describes a bakosha for tchias amesim. Here Yishai is mispalel, yichyu meisecha. May your dead come to life. Nivelosi yikumun. May my corpse, my carcass, yikumun, arise. May it be resurrected. May it stand up. Hakitzu, may it wake up, veraninu, and sing, sheichnei ofar, those that sleep in the earth, in the dust. Why? Kital oirois talecha, the dew of oirois is your dew. Now what does it mean, oirois? We had this a few times. Oirois literally means vegetation. Oirois means oru, oru ad hayisodba, means to uproot vegetation. Oros, the Mitsudos says, Oros means, we'll get to the Medrash in a moment, but Rashi says, but Hatzimachim. Look, okay, the Mitsudos says, Oros, who shamed Tzemach, it's the name of a sprout, a name of a type of grass. And look at the Mitsudos David, Kital Hatechia, the dew that will bring that Hashem will bring upon you, yiyeh katal will be like du hayared al hatzmachim, which comes down upon grass. Shemagadal or some the tal caused the grass to grow. Kain yichyu hamesim, so too the mesim will come to life. Al yidei tal tchia, we had this in not long ago on the first day of Pesach. Tal os yaldos tal. There, the illusion of tal on the first day of Pesach. A lot of the expressions there refer to Tchiyas HaMesim, Hashem will bring life to the dead by sending down a special type of dew, Kital Oros Talecha, the Tal, just like the vegetation, that is your Tal, the Eretz, and the earth, Rifa'im Tapil. Rifa means the dead, we had that last week. Rifa'im Lashon Rifyoin, it means weak. The dead are the ultimate weaklings in this world. There's nothing they can do. They're helpless. They're dead.
Modern Hebrew, yeah. Ghosts.
Ghosts, right. Right. But it's okay. But here in Lashon Chachom L'chud, Lashon Chazal L'chud, and the way we speak today is different in Chanami. But here it means the dead, and it means the weak. The Oretz, the earth, Rifoim, Tapil, will cast out the dead. The dead will come to life. The earth will throw out the dead through the Tal. Rashi ties the word oros not to mean the dew which descends upon vegetation, but rather refers to a tal of light, or of light. Vayar lekim eso or ki tov. Let's look at Rashi. Oros ki tal, oros talecha, ki nor l'chol asos kein, sheyia tal toiroscha, the dew of your Torah, umitzvosecha, lohem tal shel or, will be for them the tal of light. So the tal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this that the people have observed the Torah mitzvos in their lives and now have died, the Torah mitzvos will be the light, the Tal, the dew of light, which will bring about their resurrection. So this is the pasuk of Tchiyas HaNesim. If you take note, there are four different expressions of Tchiyas HaNesim. I have no idea what the significance is, but just something you should take note of. Number one is Yichyu Meisecha, may the dead come to life. Number two, Nivela Si Yikumun. Interesting, here it says Nivela Si, my Nivela. I don't know why there's a switch. When it comes to you, who's speaking? Yeshaya is speaking. He's being Mesfalel, your dead. What does that mean? Your dead. Who's, what do you mean, Hashem's people, Klal Yisrael? Nivela Si, my carcass, referring, he's asking for himself, and he calls his body Nivela. Nivela is normally a term that's used for animals. It's not really used for human beings. But here, obviously, it's referring to human beings, so it's not clear what he means. Nivela Si, Yikumun, may my carcass, Yikumun. It's different than the word Yichyu. Yichyu means come to life. Here, Yikumun, what does Yikumun mean? It means to stand up. But what does that really mean in the bigger context, the broader context of this pasuk? And then he has another expression, hakitsu, to wake up. Another type of coming alive, to wake up. You know, in Hashem, it's a very interesting chazal, Hashem put Adam to sleep. Vayapel Hashem lokim ala Adam tar deima. When Hashem wanted, Hashem saw Adam so that he has no wife. He saw all the creatures of the earth have a partner, and he couldn't find for himself a zivuk. So Hashem says, now is the time to create for Adam a zivuk. Vayapel Hashem lokim Adam tar deima. And vayikach esat tzela, he took the tzela and he made chava. So Hashem put Adam to sleep with the word tar deima. And before Hashem take note, nowhere in Chumash do we find that Hashem woke up Adam. Adam, it's all a dream. We're living in a dream. The Sputus doesn't say. It's a Pella. What does it mean? He never woke up. So, in Ochanam, there is some depth to that. And that we are, to some degree, we're dozing. In this world, we never really fully woke up. Adam Harishon was created fully awake. Which means he perceived everything that there was to see, to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a certain degree, dulled his perception, hester upon him. We don't fully comprehend. A person is drowsy, he's not with it. You know, people that are Chavonel Sunday, they fall asleep by the wheel, you don't know, you don't see, they're half awake, you know, you don't see what's going on. So there is our shame, Shlomo Lincoln, how are you? Good. So Adam never fully here by Tchiyas HaMeisim is where we finally find the expression of waking up. Tchiyas HaMeisim is called the ultimate wake up call. Hekitzu v'ranu, wake up and sing Sheichnei Ofar. And here we find our third expression. Instead of Meisecha and Nevelasi, it's called those who sleep in the Ofar. M'kayim emunaso li'sheinei Ofar, those who sleep in the dust. And the third expression comes after ki tal oyos talecha, the tal of light is your tal, or the tal of vegetation is your tal, which just like, according to Mitzudas, just like the tal of vegetation brings megadel, gives sustenance to vegetation, so too your tal will give life to the dead. V'oretz rifoim tapil, new expression, the dead here are called the rifoim. And the way we're going to describe life is tapil. So it's fascinating. Four different ways to describe the dead. To review. Number one is meisecha. Number two is nivelasi. Number three is sheichnei afar. And number four, rifoim. Like the dalet banim. The dalet banim of the Haggadah. Four different terms for the dead. And what are the four different terms for life? Number one is yichyu. Number two is Yikumun. Number three is Hokitsu. And number four is Tapil, to cast out. Cast out. It's fascinating. What is the significance? I have no idea. I looked in Farshim. I didn't really find anything which... It's different types of people. Obviously, there are different madregos. Different types of people are zocha to different types of life. And even when they're no longer living, also when a person dies, what does it mean a person dies? We have no idea what goes on in the next world, but we do see from this pasuk there are different types of death. There are some people that are just sleeping, and there are some people that's called a nevela, it's like an animal, a carcass. And there are some that are called mason, and there are some that are called refahim. you see that death, it's not just one and the same. Every type of neshama has a different experience, and every type of neshama will experience a different type of tchiyah. Something very spooky, very scary, but at least we should take note. Now, I have to tell you a very important vart. This vart is just unbelievable. It's an unbelievable vart, and it's kedai to go over because we say this every day in davening, three times a day, the brach of tchiyah sanesim. Someone even asked, this vart comes from a rish, it comes from, I believe, from the Ritva, one of the rishonim, a little bit later than Rashi, one of the major rishonim, and even someone I saw in a sefer in Shama Tefilasi, I think it's called Shama Tefilasi. It's a sefer. I mentioned this many times. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, maybe someone put together, collected from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, from his different svarim or different maimorim, and he asked him many questions. A sefer on tefillah, and he even asked him, this vort is so powerful, it's so basic. Maybe a person should be mechuyif to be mechavin the what I'm about to tell you every time he says Shemona Esrei. He asked this Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He told him, you don't have to. But the fact that he even asked the question shows that there's something very powerful. Now the truth is, I want to tell you, there are many versions. There are many spin-offs, many versions. I didn't see it inside from the Ritva. I'm just repeating it the way I understand it, with a little embellishment from something that I saw from Rav David Cohn. And the Yesod is there. And you can play with it however you want. The point I want to, first of all, before we get, I want to just point to something, this is from Rav David Cohn, just a little bit Hagdama to the Vart, this is not from the Ritva. Where in Davening are we mispalil for children? And where are we mispalil for Shidduch? People ask this, you know, people today, I mentioned this many times, most people today are mispalil for Shidduchim. And that's a heavy duty thing today, Shidduchim. In the Nusach HaTzfilah, nowhere do we explicitly ask for Shidduchim, not to the best of my knowledge. And nowhere do we ask explicitly for children. Now many Farshim say you ask for children the bracha of Al HaTzadikim, the same Sochor Tov L'chol Abotchem V'Shimcha Benes. Sochor Tov, Sochor Pri Abotem, it's a pasuk that Sochor Tov is a reference to tefillah for children. Okay, but Rav David Cohn says there's a more basic prayer for children and for Shidduchim in the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim, where we misspell for Soimeich Nochalim. The Gemara says that a child, a woman, is allowed to demand different examples. She has a tzvi that she has a right to demand, even though a woman is not mitzvah on Priya or Via. She's not obligated to the mitzvah of having children, but she has a right to have children because she can say she wants a chutra liyada. So Gemara. I forgot what the Gemara is. So Gemara, she wants a chutra liyada, a staff for her hand. And what it means is that when she gets old, she needs someone to support her. She needs someone to take care of her. It wasn't like today, welfare and social services and all these other things. In ancient times, if you did not have a child to take care of you when you get old, person's finished. It's a pachat. So a woman can demand she wants a child, because the child will always be there for her in her old age as a staff for her hand to support her in her old age as she falls down. Rav David Cohn here from Klapush, he explains that that's what it means in davening, soineich nofalim, to support those who fall down. It's alluding to a bakasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides children. And a child is tchiyas hameisim. The fact that a person comes into existence, the Gemara calls a woman's womb a kever. And the Gemara talks about the terminology the Gemara uses when a woman becomes tameh, when she goes into childbirth, a woman is tameh is tameh from leida, from birth. And there's dam, woman's anida. The Gemara's terminology in Chazal is psichas hakever. If the grave has been opened, there's automatically blood, and she's anida, and she has to go through the process of tara, all the different rules of the purification for anida. So that the way the Chazal refer to a woman's womb is a kever, and the act of conception is called zeriah, is called planting something in the kever. And from the kever it sprouts life. So it is a form of tchiyas hameisim for zera to be conceived in the rechem, in the kever, and sprout forth with life is a marshal for tchiyas hameisim. And a woman needs a child too. Every person, not only a woman, but every person, certainly men, everyone needs someone to support them when they get old, to be for them a support. Soimeich noflim, to support those who fall down. And that's why it fits perfectly into the bracha of Tchiyas HaNesim. What else? Then you have Roifei Cholim.
Okay, so that means a woman should be.
It means really everyone. Every woman, according to the Rambam, a woman is mechuyav to daven every day. What the nusach atzila to go in the lab three times a day, and that's another question. But the chiyav tzila according to many rishonim is the chiyav daraisa even on a woman. Just the same way that I'm according to many, should be the kind of mitzvah tefillah. You acknowledge, even just an acknowledgement that there's Baruch Hu, Shem Hashem, that's the key of tefillah according to many Rishonim. But of course, who's not, every woman's mechuyav to daven, of course.
No, but the way you're saying,
there are different levels. There are different levels, there are different levels, but this is just a reference to children. Then you have Reifei Cholim. Reifei Cholim means, of course, I mean, we all know too well, to heal the sick, but also means that, you know, it's processes. Let me just go jump to the end, I'll come back to the segment. Umatir Asurim. Now, he brings a pasuk. I don't remember the pasuk offhand. B'ki Sharos, there's a whole little pasuk, he explains what it means, but to release those who are imprisoned is a reference to Shidduchim. A person that's searching for a zivug, for a mate, to a certain degree, you're locked up. You're incarcerated. It's
is that the same bracha you say in brachas in the morning
letters? Matir.
Same reference.
So
you can say the same reference as here in Shema.
Okay, I don't know the answer. No, this is a drush. Matir Asurim means the person's locked up in jail. A person is locked up. It means something differently. In Birchas HaShachar, Matir Asurim means from the Chevle Leida. It parallels. At night you say Hamapil Chevle Shena. When a person goes to sleep, Hazal compared it to being tied up. A person that's sleeping, it's as if someone has taken ropes and tied him to his bed. Chevle Shena. Chevle means a rope. The ropes of sleep. When a person wakes up, you're matir, you are undoing, you are opening up the band. You're untying those ropes which have kept him down in the night. So there's a parallel between, a relation between matir asurin and chevle shena. He said Birchas HaMapil at night, and in the morning, Baruch Hashem, I was tied up at night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu untied those knots, and now I'm free. I'm a free man. That's not what it means here. Lefi Pshuta, Mishmon Eshrei Matir Asurim means people that were locked up in prison, not people that are sleeping at night. That's the Pashup Shat. I know, even though it's the same exact word, but it means Lefi Pshuta is something entirely different. In Birchas HaShachar, it means Hashem has woken us up from our sleep, and in Shmon Eshrei means Hashem has the koyach to release people who are locked up in a dungeon, in prison. Matir Asurim. But Lefi Drush, Alderich Drush, of Dovakon says it alludes to, he has a pasuk to prove this, I don't remember all the details, that it refers to a bakasha for Shidduchim. And that it's really beautiful, that it really means that the person you're being mispalled for is the whole life cycle. You're being mispalled to have children, and the children, Roifei Cholim doesn't just mean that to heal the sick, it means that the children should be healthy. Because every child goes through a process in life, you have to become immune. There's a process of getting sick and getting better, and it means experience. The only way you can survive is you have to fall a couple of times. Children get sick, and that's good. They have vaccinations. If you make them sick for a period of time in order that they should develop immunity to diseases. And in life, you have to suffer different events. You have to fail. If you know what it means to fail a test. When you fail a test, you know what it means, and you don't want it to have to happen again. You have a drive to succeed in life. There's a process, a broader process of becoming sick, but you have to overcome the sickness in order to be successful in life. And then, when you get older, you got to get married. Umatir asurim, you got to find a zivug. That's not so simple. And then, the cycle starts all over. Once you find your zivug, now you want to have children. You want there to be samech leifa. And then your children, you want them to be survived. You want them to be roifei cholam. El matir as is a very beautiful approach. Okay, what am I getting to? Now let's go through this bracha. In this bracha, you start off ata gibar li'olam Hashem mechayei meisim ata rav lo'ishia. Number one, mechayei meisim. It's the first time you mention tchiyas hameisim. Then you say either in the winter mashiv ruchamor again Hashem. In the summer you say either nothing or more at all. And then nochamol mechalkel chayim bechesed. You sustain life bechesed mechayei meisim nochamol two. Okay, we have to counting. Ready the second time. Right? If I would say this, people always tell me all the time, stop repeating yourself. Don't repeat the same thing 100 times. I heard this. People have repeated this thing 100 times. Try my best. But so right away you can criticize the bracha. What's the repetition? What's the repetition here of Mechaye Meisim Rachamim Radim? Sameich Neflim Roifei Cholim Atir Asrim Umekayim Emunaso Lishnei Afar. That's really another reference, but let's put that aside because it doesn't say Tchias HaMesim. Then we go weiter. Mi Chomoicha Baal Givurosu Mi Doimeloch Melech Meinis Umechaye. Three times. A lot of repetition. Umatzmiach Yeshua and noch V'nermonato Lehachayois Meisim. Four times. See, I'm not so bad. Four times. And then, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechayei HaMeisim, five times. But you know, we'll put aside the fifth time. Some darsh in the fifth time, and they darsh in the, really it's six times. And with the end of the bracha, it's Mechayei HaMeisim, and where it says, Mechayeim Emuna Soli Shnei Afar, that's six. But let's put those two aside for the moment. Let's put aside Mechayei Emuna Soli Shnei Afar, and being that the end of the bracha, it's the chasim of the bracha, it's the chasim of the bracha, so we'll forget about Baruch Ata Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim. What's going on here in this bracha? Four mentions of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the Ritva says something that is absolutely brilliant, and it's beautiful. There are different types of Tchiyas HaMeisim in this world. There is a natural Tchiyas HaMeisim. We start off Ata Gibor Li'olam Hashem Mechayei Meisim Ata Rav Lo'Hoshia. That's the first Tchiyas HaMeisim. And what is that Tchiyas HaMeisim? In the winter we say, Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem. Or in the summer we say, Morid HaTolo, we don't say anything. And it just alludes to, there is a natural ongoing Tchiyas HaMeisim in Teva. In the winter, everything in Teva is dead. Go out into the street, there are no leaves on the trees, there's no fruit, there's no vegetation, everything is dead, frozen, hard like a rock, hard, dry, I mean, not really dry, there's rain, but it's dead. All of a sudden, it comes spring, everything begins to blossom, the trees come back to life, fruits begin to grow, vegetables begin to grow. What's going on here? This is a natural Tchiyas HaMeisim which comes through. Hashem blows the wind, He brings them Geshem. It's a process of Ruach and Geshem or Tal that brings Tchiyas HaMeisim. Do we have to worry about this type of Tchiyas HaMeisim? No. Not only do we have to worry about it, we take it for granted. But you cannot deny it's a miracle. Can you deny that the tree is dead as can possibly be and all of a sudden it comes to life? It's incredible. It's Tchiyas HaMeisim. Do we worry about it? No, we take it for granted. It's going to happen. We figure out scientifically. We become koyfrim even. We take it for granted so much. We become a bikorsim that it's not Tchiyas HaMeisim, but it is Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's number one. Then we go to the next level of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Not so simple. Next level of Tchiyas HaMeisim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains life. Mechalkel chayim v'chesed. Hashem sustains life. Mechayei meisim berachamim rav. What is that? Some people get married, they have children, and their children grow up, and their children get married. Can you take that for granted? No. If you don't get married, you're not going to have children. And just because you get married, if you don't try to have children, you're not going to have children. And even if you have children, if you don't take care of them, you don't take them to the doctor to get immunized, to get their vaccination dosages and all the medications, they're not going to get better. And if you don't look for shidduchim, they're not going to get married. It's something where it takes a little effort, and it doesn't go so smoothly. There are bumps in the road, and you need rachamim rabim. You need mechalkel chayim bechesed, mechayim esim berachamim. This is a madrega tchias amesim, which requires more effort. Then we come to the next level tchias amesim. The next level tchias amesim is michamoy chabal gibros umi do melach melech meimis umecha.
How is it
Shani Yaakov
into that?
It's hard. I don't know. It could be that all it's negative. Umikayim emunaso, the faith, Lishnev means in the schus of the people who are no longer with us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the rachamim. Pashat Shad, it's an explanation why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so kind and gracious to help us in these three things. Hashem assists man in mechalkel chayim b'chesed. Mechayim esim soymeich loiflim v'roifei kolam matra asurim. In what schus? In the schus of the people who are no longer with us. In the schus of us. In our parents, our grandparents, and people of our parents, and people, great-grandparents. In the schus of mechayim emunas of our forefathers had faith in Hashem. And in that schus, he is mechalkel chayim b'chesed. Okay, enechlam, that's part of the spin-offs. I told you that I'm giving you the raw vart. There are many spin-offs, and take that into account, and they elaborate a little more. But let's put that aside now. Now we go to the next madrega. We're way over time, 36 minutes. Okay, I'm 6 minutes over time, but let's just finish up the vart. And the kind of mi chamoch baal givros umi do melach melech meimis umechal matzmiach, because to sprout salvation. Sometimes the person, he loses his job, and the economy is bad, and he's in a lot of trouble. And in all different situations, a person can be very, very sick, and after the same song, give up hope. There's nothing we can do. There's no solution. Or there are many situations where the chances of recovery are very, very small, much less than the chance of having a child. Having a child, the two healthy people, they get married, you have a child, no guarantees, you do the best you can possibly do. But there are many situations in life where, you come to a certain age, and you lose your job, and the economy is not good, and there are no demands for that. These skills, you're in a lot of trouble, and there's no parnasa. Or a person is very... But it's not impossible. People beat the odds. It's very rare. But there are people that win the lottery. We see it. We see people win the lottery. It's 1 in 1 million, 1 in 10,000. But it can happen. And if it does happen, you're not going to faint. You're not going to say, oh my gosh, I just witnessed Elisha gave life to the Ben Hashunamis. It happens, such things. This desperation, that's the next level of Tchiyas HaNesim. And then we come to the ultimate Tchiyas HaNesim, the Ne'emon Ata Emuna. It has never happened, at least not in our lifetimes, to actually see the dead come out of the ground. We have faith, though, that the time will come. We just read in Yeshaya, four different stages, the four different types. The time will come, when the dead will come out of the ground. The real deal. And then at the end of the bracha, we conclude, Baruch Ata Hashem Mechaye HaMesim, Tzkoilel, the four different types of Tchiyas HaMesim. So again, to review, the first Tchiyas HaMesim is natural Tchiyas HaMesim, Teva. The trees blossom in the spring. The second Tchiyas HaMesim is Derech HaChayim. People get married, they have children, their children are healthy, and their children find Shidduchim. It's not so simple, it's not so easy, and there are no guarantees. But it's a process of Tchiyas HaMesim. Then comes to the more desperate situations. The more desperate, matzmiach Yeshua, a person needs a salvation, and not so simple. But it's not impossible. There are people that have beaten the odds, not the end of the world. And then there is the ultimate Tchiyas HaMesim, v'nemonata l'hachayos meisim, baruch atah Hashem v'chayim. This basic vart comes from the Ritva. And as I said, there are many ways to explain it, many variations, but it all is rooted in this idea, this process of four types of Chiyas HaMeisim here in the Bracha Mechalak L'Chaim Chasim. And I told you, it's such a powerful var, the Yerush HaMechaim, maybe you should, this is what you should think every single time you say the Bracha, you should be mechuyif to think this. Go through this process in your mind when you go through the Bracha. He said you're not mechuyif too. But it's a very powerful idea. The only reason I'm telling this to you is because it's interesting. I told you before, I have no idea. But in the Baracha of Tchiyas Sameis, in the Pasuk of Tchiyas Sameis, and this Pasuk in Shai that we mentioned here, when the Gemara discusses how do you know Tchiyas Sameisim, the Gemara says, Min HaTorah, U'min HaNeviim, U'min HaKsuvim. There's a Pasuk in the Torah that reveals Tchiyas Sameisim, there's a Pasuk in Navi, and there's a Pasuk in Ksuvim. This is the Pasuk the Gemara quotes in Navi to teach us Tchiyas Sameisim. And in this Pasuk, as we discussed, there are four different descriptions of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And in this bracha of Shmone Esrei, there are four different types of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Now, I don't mean they're related, but I just want to show you that when you talk about Tchiyas HaMeisim, it's not just a cookie cutter, just one size fits all. There are different types of Tchiyas HaMeisim in Yeshaya, and the different types of Tchiyas HaMeisim in the bracha of Mechalak L'Chaim Chasim. Okay? That concludes today. We'll stop here.